That's not what Shematia said. I think they didn't allow him to become a citizen based on the Kol Kashrus. So everybody was grumbling at that time. Rabban Rosenstein published an essay, I think, in Commentary Magazine,
one of the English journals.
So he quoted a story that Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Kahn. So I forgot to tell you the whole context, but based on the story, he had something to say that was relevant to the brother Daniel. At that time, there was somebody who never learned in our yeshiva, never learned by the Rav. He's still professoring now, not a young man. So he attacked Rabban
Rosenstein. The mother folks of the shul saying that the Muslim leader heard them. Of the Muslim Israel, the Muslim Assyrian Hijab. That the Gula were in the past was the Muslim. The Gula Assyrian is going to be the Muslim. So Blazer says everything is going to be different. So that Blazer we follow, the Gemara says, Kinam Ashkena, who is no, and that the son of the God, and he says, Zahayam Silas Nashef, as the Kalachan, the Kalachan, the Yom Yishan, that Hayom Harak told them that the son is the birthday of the world, that in the previous we assume like that Blazer, that the Kishman is a Hayom. But if everything else, we assume like Yeshua, that the Muslim legally, they're taking things. The Buddha was in the Torah, and the Muslim are sitting there going, they're saying, not fair. That would be, the Binyan Abayi Tashmishi, who was there in Torah, that's what they're saying. It's hard to imagine how anybody can disagree. The Echad HaKadosh, the Rishon, the Echad HaKadosh, Tuta Chav, and Gopa Chamish, that's there with them. And the Torah is going to be the Hamishat Abayi Tashmishi.
The Torah gives all of the dinim of the Pesach Mitzrayim. Some of them apply to Pesach Leiris, and some of them only the Hayru Ashur, the Pesach Mitzrayim, for example. You have to eat the Pesach Mitzrayim. Asnechem Chagur, Malechem, Duradlechem, Malchelchem, Diechem, Achaf Moshe, Bichiparzim. That's only a Hayru Ashur, that doesn't apply to the Torah. The Lord come in Adam and ask him, Ashti Amis Yisosh, Yala Mashka, Vela Batam Shoklu, Asher Yoklu, Ose Bohem. That's also just the Hayru Ashur. The other part is, Yoklu Sabbat, the Balai Razet, the Yesh, Matis, Amram Yoklu, Ose Silmen Adoika, Ose Silmen Adoika, Ose Silmen Adoika, Ose Silmen Adoika, Ose These are Dinam Adar. Some of the Dinam Adar Shur, and some of the Dinam Adar Dor. I remember many years ago, there was a, what's it called, Mishira, there was a, somebody wrote a historical novel. And I think it was the list of the justice something about describing what life was like in his mana bias. So he described the way after everybody brought the party test off and they did some English, they would finish their hadrava and everything, then they would go visit each other on Pesach night and celebrate, everybody would celebrate together in Yerushalayim, they'd meet everybody. So one of the professors from Bernard Rebbe, who was already under Elam Emes, wrote a book review, not a book review, a book attack. So it was printed as a book review. On this book, and he says, it's wrong. The book is wrong. There is no such thing. How can it be that they violate the din of Yishal Yetzin and Pesach Pesach Dreker? Everybody knows that you're not allowed to go out of your house on Pesach night after you finish eating the Kabbalah Pesach. So how can you describe that these Manam Migdash, they will go visit each other? So obviously the book review is wrong. The book was right. First of all, that's where it says in Josephus, that Josephus lived his Ma'abites. And he described that's the way they used to celebrate Pesach. After they finished the Kabbalah Pesach at night, after they finished eating, is go visit each other and make merry. And number two, the Gemara, the Mishnah says the famous, the Mishnah is talking and the Tosefta, I have places close to Tosefta, I have not more, the Mishnah and the Tosefta tell us which dinim I will show, which dinim I will do, and it's made very clear that this halacha, yes, each of the Pesach, this halacha is only the halacha, sure, doesn't apply in the Torah. This is a special knack that a person has to have to know when learning the Parsha and Chumash, which dinim I will show, which dinim are the dirt? It's very important. So when you see Chacham passing the Shilas, you have to know whether this psak applies only in this case or applies in all the million other cases that seem to be similar to this case. Maybe there's something unique about this case. Maybe there's some reason why there's a Hazar Shah here, why the din only applies in this instance and doesn't apply in other cases. And you might have said in Balagasra and that's Islam on the base, that you cannot pass in the Shilas because it's a Chacham passing like this. Ain't the maiden halachim if he limud. So a person is giving a shiur, he gives a mashal in the shiur, and the din should be like this. So you cannot pass the mishayla based on the mashal that the Chacham gave. the Lord Yipi Maisi, see a Maisi Shehoi, and the Chacham did like this, so you cannot pass him based on this. Elamiti, you can only pass him if the Chacham said how he was yes, and he passed him, Salah Chalam Maisi, this is the din. But you cannot infer just because he did like that in a certain case that that's the din in all other cases. Maybe there's some special reason why the din should be like that. Or in the shir also you cannot bring a guide. Many times a person giving a shir will give a bad marshal. I do it all the time. I have this Kabbalah tradition from my rabbi, I was always sleeping. When he used to give the shir, he would always give bad marshal in the shir, just to exaggerate a point. To bring out his point in a very exaggerated fashion, he would give you a case which was, and the din would got to be wrong there, and he would exaggerate in order to bring him out a certain point. But if you ask him, Allah for my sake, the shir, what's the din? He would tell you that that din is not so. What he said in the shir wasn't so. But for the pedagogical purposes of explaining a certain idea that he wanted to bring out, he would exaggerate and he would say over the din in the middle of the shir that are incorrect. That's what the Gemara says. Everybody does that. That's what the Gemara says. They made him halacha on the tini mood. That's that a person is so careful that every time he gives a marshal, every marshal is he's gehalten with all the details. But the normal person who wants to bring across a point exaggerates, tends to exaggeration. When you exaggerate, you give a bad marshal. The Gemara says you have to be a gavah rabba to be able to figure out someone nice. The Gemara tells in the first parak of Chulin, the Rebbe Hita Beit Shan, Rebbe Tasker Beit Shan is good for us, but it never got to Kusha Shliya. Abi Tachm Kal Shal, Mufam Lakal Shal Abava. Why? Because Rabbi Shur Ben Zaru, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir, is made on Rabbi Meir that he ate Alish Al Yerek and Beit Shan without being Makrish Meisr. So the fact that Rabbi Meir ate it, maybe Rabbi Meir ate Tevel, maybe by mistake he ate Tevel, so the Moses cannot be. If the Hentam Shal Tzadik Meir Kodesh Bahim Yerik HaKol Al Yodom, Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair, that's not that. The Gemara says, Pinchas ben Yair's Chamor had a chush, had a donkey's intuition, not the pebble, so Rav Meir, Tzadikim Atman Lakoshkin, Tzadik himself certainly not in any trade for food. So the Gemara says, so it was, so obviously it wasn't faithful. The fact that he wasn't Makrish, so that's a right that he holds that you don't have to be Makrish. So the Gemara says, and maybe he was Makrish from Achshava, maybe this, and maybe that, maybe the other thing. So the Gemara says, yeah, the timings are good. Really, if anybody else would be watching Rav Meir at the time that he ate the Alish Al Yerek and Beit Shan, they wouldn't really be able to infer anything from the mice. But the Gemara says, Chazi, man gavah rabba kamasar alei look, it's Rabbi Shur ben Zaru, who was a big Talmid Chacham himself. You never heard of him, no? Shur ben Zaru. He was the brother of Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says. So he himself was a big Talmid Chacham, so he understood very well what Rabbi Meir was doing. But another person who watches the gavah rabba do something may not necessarily understand properly. So the Gemara says, one has to be a gavah rabba in order to infer from a mice, to learn out how often it be mice.
And then the Gemara says,
"Eat mechalala, my." Exactly. So the Gemara says, "It's mechalala." They just throw the mice. They never heard the psak straight. They throw the mice. So maybe there's a slur. But how?
I mean, they used to use it. Sometimes it's
answered up. Okay. If you have no better right one way or the other, or let's say if you know that there is a machlekes. There is a legitimate machlekes. I don't know what is this chacham holds. So from the ma'aser shah, you can infer what he holds. But if you don't know at all what the din is, and you think that the din ought to be this way, but we have a ma'aser shah that indicates the din is the other way, so then the Gemara wouldn't prove it. Wouldn't prove anything from the ma'aser. That's a call. The Gemara calls it b'risa. But the b'risa is kuflah. Ain't made him halacha mitzi ma'aser.
So why is it that Masim Chagrin is just a rasha lotsi? Masim Chagrin is a rasha lotsi.
Why is it so? Some of it because they had to be prepared for the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So they had to have Nalechem Barad Lechem, Achelchem Yetzim, the Chitoz, and everything to be
ready
for
the Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Apparently this was told to them as a Hayri Asho. This was told to them that this is only by Pesach Mitzrayim and not by Pesach Mitzrayim.
So this is the natural intention
of Masha? Masha's being Masha? Why am I Yitzias Mitzrayim? Okay. That after the Chacham had a Kabbalah that it only applied by Pesach and Chatzan. So then they explain why.
What about the Gemara pushing something on the Pharaoh based on what they tell the sign of the Christ? Do you still have to hold by the Chatzan to apply?
You mean the fact was always incorrect. In the days of the Gemara, the fact was incorrect. So then the Takona of the Gzerah was based on an error. The Pharaoh should not be binding. The Pesach is based on an error. It's not binding. You have to check what the case is, whether they had the din and then they were guessing what the reason was. They thought the reason was based on this thing which is incorrect or not. So they really developed the din based on that reasoning, yeah. But a din that's based on an error is not binding at all, that's for sure. Any din that's based on a mistake is a mistake, it's not binding. A prime Lojana has a comment on his deal on Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah. Mishnah has Abba Midas, the Holchei Beis HaMedrash, Abba Midas, the Nesnei Tzedakah. Different Abba Midas the Deos and Abba Midas the Talmidim. Abba Midas the Yoshim with Nechacham. So if you look at the different people, let's say Abba Midas the Nesnei Tzedakah. So if you look in the Mishnah of Abba Midas, there's some Perakei and Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Tezlai. Going to this So if you look in that Mishnah, the third one is the best of the four Midas, the third one is the best. Yitin, Yitin Acherim is Tosin. Lo Yitin, Yitin Acherim Rasha, the fourth is the worst. And the same is, let's say, Abba Midas B'deos. No Achlirchai, no Achlirchus, Yotze Hefsedet Iskar. Kasha Lichas, Kasha Lichas, Yotze Iskar, the Hefsedet. The third one is Kasha Lichas. But no Achlirchus is Chosid, the best leader. And the fourth is the word. No Achlirchus, the Kasha Lichas is Rosh. That's the word. And the same is parallel in all the cases. Abba Midas B'tamina. Moi Lishmar, Moi Li Abba, he chaps quickly, he forgets quickly. Yotze Iskar, the Hefsedet. Has a mile and a Iskar. Kasha Lishmar, the Kasha Labbe. It takes him a long time until he understands it. Then once he understands it, he remembers it for a long time. He has a mile and a chisah. He's got to have state of his car. The third one is the best. Moir l'shmaya, the kasha l'abe. He chaps quickly and he remembers for a long time. Zechel l'toy. That's the best. And the fourth is the worst. Kasha l'shmaya. Moir l'yabe, zechel l'kla. It takes him a long time until he understands it. And then he forgets it quickly. That's the worst. Now, Chaim Elohim is going to point out, if you look at all the meters, Abba Midas Bradim, Shalish, Shalim, Shalach, Shalach, and so on. The third one is Kasim, and the fourth one is Rosh. All the meters like that. The third one is the best. The fourth one is the worst. You look by the Talmidim, Abba Midas, the Yoshim of Neachacham, Sfog, the Mashpech, the Shameres, the Nofes, Sfog, the Sophagus, Ako, Mashpech, the Machis, the Zu, Moti, the Zu. So it's in one ear and out the other, no? Second, so that's very dear, no? The Shameres, the Motias, Hayayim, the Koleta, says Hashmar, the Nofes, the Motias, Hakema, the Koleta, says Hasolas. So what should be the best? What should be the best? No. Masiyas HaKema, the Koletas HaSafsoras, that he remembers the best. Goes in one ear and out the other, that's terrible. He absorbs everything, he remembers even the bad things, that's not good. And the best one is that he only remembers the good things. And this Mishnah is pumped out of order. That's what Chaim Elohim is. This one is out of order. The third one is supposed to be the best, and the fourth one is supposed to be the worst, based on the power work of the other Mishnah. Chaim Elohim says, the Mishnah is speaking about the following. Our domain is the ocean of Mechachonim. People are listening to the Rebbe, they just absorb the Torah, they don't tell it out to anybody else. It's ridiculous. Everybody goes home and they tell over what the Rebbe said in Parshat Hashavu, you know? Everybody goes home and says what they learned in the yeshiva this week. Father asks me, what did you learn in the yeshiva this week? You tell them, come let me rabbi me, see what kind of Torah. Go home and you say what you learned. So the question is, what about Torah does the Talmud pick out to tell over to the outside? What does the Talmud pick out to print in the newspapers? To tell over to the public? So that's what the Mishnah says. Adam is the Yosh, and Asnecha Chomim. Some people are slow. So take us up, he absorbs everything, he doesn't give anything out. So that's not such a good mind. Doesn't say over anything from his Rebbe. The next one is Mashpeh, Mamshapanah. He just says over everything that he heard from the Rebbe. That's a mile, but it has a Chisoran also. But then you have people who are selective. You have Mishameres, but there are people who are selective in opposite directions. Some people only say over the garbage. The worst thing that they heard from the Rebbe. That's the fourth, is the worst. Nofer Shemantia, Takemach, the Koletas, as a service. The best thing that the Rebbe said, he retained in his heart, in his mind. He doesn't give that over, and he only says over the Kemach, the worst things. And the third one in the Mishnah is the best, that he only says over the good things, and he doesn't say over the bad things. Mishameret is the third. Shematziah Sayayim, Koletas, Efashmar. Talmidim have to be selective. They can't say over everything that the Rebbe says. You shouldn't be makabel everything that the Rebbe says. I say, why did the Rebbe say it if it's no good? So that some pleasure rise in one place, and I'll find a lot of rise, because the Rebbe has an idea. The Rebbe was Mechadish, he thinks that everything that he says is Gevalt. Everybody thinks that Rotz Adam Mechav Shalom, Yotz Mitei Shekav Mishal Chavet, the person is Mechadish something, so he thinks that his Chiddush is the best thing in the world. I remember when I got married, I said, Chasin Eteret, by the Kabbalah Tongue, before the Kukus, Rabbi Lifshitz is sitting next to me. So he says to me, you should look in the Yotz Ameh. He thinks Gersen Nefes, something like that. I couldn't, how could it be? Yes, man, says that I said, I worked so hard, it's my shtickle terror, it's everybody terror on noses. So then after a couple of weeks later, a month later, I looked at that. Locked, stock, and barrel, the whole thing straight in the net. After I saw the net, then I thought a little bit and I realized why I was wrong. Told my dad I thought it was mine, thought it was the best thing in the world. I realized that it wasn't mine, that I didn't have the McGee anymore. So then I realized that it was not. I remember the idea for Frank Bachman in Yeshiva, Rabbi Lesson always used to tell, we were young Bachman in high school. He didn't really understand what he used to give Musa on a very high level. Some of the Divrei Musa that he used to give us stuck in our minds, and we remember them at an older age, and it makes sense, he used to give us Musa, the high school boys. When you learn the Chavrusa with each other, we really learned it. For half an hour a week we learned the Chavrusa. The Rebbe just taught the whole time in Isaac. He said, when you learn Chavrusa, and one of you has a pshat, and the other one says that it's wrong, so the one who figured out the pshat is going to have an agiya to insist that his pshat is right. So he used to give us Musa, we should listen to the other one. And the other one, the Chavrusa, tell us that it's wrong. We should be open-minded to try to see maybe it's wrong. We shouldn't stick to our agiya. But just because this is the pshat that we have, it's our pshat, and it's out of the top shalom, yes, and takes kam shalom there, so it has to be the correct pshat. There's no other pshat. So the Rebbe has to say everything that occurs to him, he thinks that everything that occurs to him is right. So he shouldn't be selective. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but leave it up to the Talmidim. But the Talmidim have to be selective in the right way, not that they should say over the junk and retain the good stuff as a secret. They should be selective and only say over Matias Hayayim Ukoletes et Hashmar. It's a very difficult test. You have to be very careful. A lot of times the Rebbe will say something that's just l'chadudi. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, I was about Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chaim Shmulevitz, and he had said on Friday night, he used to say at his chaburas for the American Talmidim or something, not like Nashgiach and Mir Yeshiva in Europe, he used to say also, special shmulevitz for the Bnei Kutzlor, those Talmidim who are from America. They needed it for special Hadrach. But Chaim Shmulevitz also used to give special drushes for the Americans. So he gave a drush, I was eating by him on Friday night. But he told me that, he gave it to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, he was exaggerating a certain point. So he went a little too far. So one of the Americans was a very famous Gisela. So he walked over afterwards. He's now a prominent rabbi in New York area. So he came over afterwards and he asked him, I can be, it's not so, it's not so. So he kept on telling me, just said it for Chedude Diyomo. Just, the Gemara says, the Rav of Diyomo, the Chavit Boaz HaTalmidim. He wanted to see the Talmidim would get the point, and he exaggerated a little bit. He wasn't even dying when he gave that to Rosh Hashanah. So the Talmud didn't know what that meant. What do you mean with the duty? Is it right or is it wrong? So he said, it's right, but it's not exactly right. What do you mean with that meant? He's bringing out a certain point and he gave a marshal to his gadget. So he was telling me, that sometimes the Americans don't understand what it means with the duty be alma. A person has to realize that a lot of times when a rabbi says a shir, he said things that are not 100% the duty. Rav Soloveitchik many years ago gave a big knockout Yortzai Drosha. And Yortzai Drosha, he would start off years ago when he said it. Recent years, not so much, but years ago he started off with around 5 or 6 big kashas. And then he said one big tuple to put tie everything in together and to explain how everything, Shiapolit. He knocked off all the kashas and explained everything fit in. But there were always a couple of loose ends that didn't fit in. So sometimes he would be mock-picked a little bit, he would stretch a little bit. Sometimes the loose ends that he tried to force in, it didn't work out so well. So some of the details weren't so always helpful. At the time that he said the Shia, he knew himself that not everything was 100% correct. Parts of it were not correct. But he felt that it's worth saying over because a lot of what he said, the majority of what he had to say, was Eisgau. So recently when they were negotiating with the Rav to print the Shiurim, and they printed a few Sorim, so there was one Yarsai Rasha that had certain parts of it that were not Eisgau. So the Rav wanted to print it. He wanted to print it. So one of the people who was helping out in the publication, one of the Talmidim said, how can you print it? This part is mamish, not Eisgau. This is not correct. So he said, yeah, it's not correct. So write down on top that it's a drosha. Don't say it's a shir. Shir means that it's a shir. Hello? Write down it's a drosha. Drosha doesn't have to be correct. So the Talmud was an American. So he said, drosha doesn't have to be correct. So he explained to him, no, drosha, the main thing is the idea, even if the details are not correct. So just write down drosha. The yota drosha. Don't say that this was a shir. And they didn't let him print. The Talmidim wouldn't let him print it. He didn't print that shir. For Americans, we don't have... Americans don't have that aspect that you say just l'chadude, that you say something, little details, okay, but say a big thing that's just l'chadude, we don't understand what that means. Maybe we're right. Maybe the American mentality is right. A lot of times a person, especially in Drush, a lot of times a person will exaggerate a certain point and it doesn't really mean the whole thing. A person has to be very careful what he selects to pick out from the show. Remember years ago, there was a fellow who learned by the Rav. guy's a Rebbe, a Magid Shu in Yeshiva, prominent Magid Shu. So he went with the Hashkafe that the Rebbe would say many Shu. Not all the Shurim were knockout Shurim. Some of them were Edith, some of them were Benny, some of the people. Many of them were Edith. And you have to have someone, not talking about. So this fellow, whenever the Rav said what I considered a good Shurim, I had a pass. He wasn't so quiet. Whenever the Rav said a Shurim that Mamash didn't make any sense, he said, this is real grist. Why is that real grist? Because there's a story that they say in the Olam HaYeshivas that when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik took his first position in Rabbanis, after Rav Chaim, his father, Rav Chaim told him that whenever he has a din teretz, he has to paskin, so he should go ask the balabos what he thinks the din is. Whatever the balabos says, paskin faket. Because the seichel of teretz is connected to the seichel of the balabas. Common sense doesn't help in chayshim mishpat. Whatever the common sense dictates to the din is faket. They say this story also back to Yosemeach. That Yosemeach said like that. That he used to tell people that the seichel of teretz is connected to the seichel of balabas and ask the balabos what the din is in paskin faket. They say that once they had a shayla, and they asked the balabas, and the balabas said the right answer. So he asked there some math, he see it's wrong. He said, no, the balabas had a bad day. He wasn't thinking straight, wasn't he? So this fellow knew all the stories. This fellow learned by the Rav, this prominent Rebbe, knew all the stories. His yisoid was that brisk, real brisk is when it's connected seichel balabas. Whenever it doesn't make any sense, namish, whenever it's connected seichel, then it's really brisk with her. Whenever everything makes sense and everything fits in, then it's a sheep. Nothing special. So that was his outlook on life. Different, that's not what Shematiyas HaKemah for Kolefes as I said. The Talmidim have to be selective, but they have to have a chush to know what to select. They have to understand the context also when the Rebbe says the Shir. They have to base on the context what the Rebbe was writing at. I remember many years ago, Rabban Lichtenstein published an essay about the Brother Daniel case. He was a Jew who became a Meshumer, became a Galah, and he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael as an Oleh and to get citizenship based on the fact that he was Jewish. And on Chok HaShvuz, on the law of return, that he was Jewish. I became a Meshumer. So a Jew, even if he becomes a Meshumer, is still Jewish. So that was his type. So there was a whole people in the Medina, I think they didn't allow him to become a citizen based on the Chok HaShvuz. So everybody was tumbling at that time. So Rabban Lichtenstein published an essay, I think, in Commentary Magazine, one of the English journals. He quoted this story that Rav Soloveitchik said the name of Rav Chaim. So I forgot to tell you the whole context, but based on the story, he had something to say that was relevant to the Brother Daniel thing. So at that time, there was somebody who never learned the Rav Yeshiva, never learned by the Rav. Oh, rabbi, professor. He's not a rabbi, professor. He's still professoring now, not a young man. So he attacked Rabban Lichtenstein in Prince, and he said, no, the pshat in the story is like this. He takes the same stuff, pshat in the story is like this. So Rabban responded, he said, he wasn't there, he didn't hear Rabbi Soloveitchik told over the story. Rabbi Soloveitchik heard the story from his father, and heard the story from his grandfather, and this is the context of the way the story was said. This was the Musa Haskell of the story. This fellow, who never heard it, he's taking the story out of context, he's giving a different shot in it. A person has to understand from the one who's telling him over what he's driving at. A lot of things can only be understood from the context, whether the thing is a din l'derech, or the thing is ohi rosh hashanah, the thing is an exaggeration. The Talmud has to know how to judge whether the Rebbe said because he had a negia because of his shtickle Torah. The Rebbe saying because he has a tradition like that, or he just figured it out, or the Rebbe was asleep. Kavnayim shachar Rav Amal Hashmayim says, Rav was there asleep when he said it. You have to know what the context is. This is an important point. This is what always comes to mind when I look in Parshas HaChodesh and I remember that book we do. I remember there was another professor in YU, they always used to ask him also for the JWB circle, they always used to have book reviews, a section of book reviews. So there was one professor, Gershon Churgin, Alam Hashem. It was Pinchas Churgin and Gershon Churgin. So Gershon Churgin and Alam Hashem, they both passed away. Pinchas used to be the head of TI. And Gershon Churgin used to be a professor. So Gershon Churgin used to tell us, in fact, he was a very sweet man. He used to tell us whenever you would ask him to review a book and he didn't like it, he would read the book, he didn't like it, he would send it back and he would say he's not going to review the book. He doesn't have time. He would never want to write an attack on a book in the book. He didn't think that was right. And this other fellow, who also taught in Beran Revel, when they would send him a good book, he would always attack. But he felt that that's the idea of a book review. You have to rip the book to pieces, even if it's a perfect. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a book, finished. You have to rip it apart. Whoever wrote a book, you have to rip it apart. Different hashkafah of what a book review is supposed to be. Kama midas b'bnei yodim. Different midas in people. Rashi, in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, has a comment from the Torah's Kohanim that Aaron HaKohen was boish. He was embarrassed to go do the avoid in the Beit HaMikdash. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Lo mata boish, the kachnum karta. What are you embarrassed about? This is your job. You have travel hamikdash. I say it's kachnum karta. So you have to do the avoid. So in a lot of Hasidic Yisroel, they have a Hasidic comment on this Loshen of Chazal from the Torah Kohanim, Ashikor. Shehoya Aharon Bosh V'yori Lo Geshet. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Bam Ata Bosh, the Kach Mitzharta, this is your job. What are you embarrassed about? So in the Hasidic Yisroel, they interpret it, they suggest that Taich, the Kach Mitzharta, not that this is your job, but rather, this is why you were chosen. Why were you chosen? Because you are a Bosh. That the Chachamim comment that Bnei Yisrael have three midas, Rachmanim Baishanim and Gomli Chassanim, so the Jewish nation are Baishanim, and because we have this midah Toiva, Baishanim, we don't have arrogance. The Gemara in Chulin points out the pasuk, Ki Atem Hamayat Mikol Ha'amim, so the Gemara says, Atem Hamamat Matzka Mikol Ha'amim, because the Jewish nation have midas or Anova, they're not arrogant, they're a little bit Shemavik, they have to be shy, doesn't mean that you're shy, that you're embarrassed to call the girl up for a date, embarrassed to talk to the girl, whatever, it doesn't mean that kind of bullshit, but it means the opposite of arrogance, that kind of bullshit. Not aspon, not a person who's an aspon. So the Gemara says if you know a person who doesn't have these three meters, all the three meters of Rahmanah, Bashar, Nidam, Nechastarim, is the Odua, that Avoysov Layomdu al Harsina, that he's not a descendant of those who were present from Amin Harsina, because the Pasuk says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to give the Torah and the service I did is to be proclaimed in the presence of Rebbeinu Yisrael. The man tia yirasa al pnechem v'zulti sechato, and the Gemara says zu habusha. The man tia yirasa al pnechem v'zulti sechato refers to busha, that a person should be an aspon. So those who were present at Ma'amin HaSinai, they were mekabel somehow by the shock of the Gilu Shechina, they were mekabel these midas tovus of busha, and the other midas tovus apparently also, the Achmonim and Gomim HaSadim. And they gave over these midas tovus to their descendants. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen, Lo Mata Bosh, what are you embarrassed to do the Avoida? Adi Rabbi, the Tachlis Karta, that's exactly why the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to do the Avoida, because you are a Bosh. That's the Tachlis of all of Bnei Yisrael. You should all have Bosh. A person shouldn't have Azaz Pan. The famous comment, yeah? Bilas Hasan means you do something about it. I think Rachmanis means belay. Sometimes you have people who are Rachmanis who don't do anything about it, and sometimes you have people who do, and they're very hard, so you have miserable millionaires. They hate you, but they have nothing else to do with their money. They have to take some, I don't know, why should they give it to Uncle Sam? So they want to have a tax deduction, so they make out a check. So Rachmanis means the Amida Tov of Leib, and Gomel Chassan means the person goes and he does something, he's really active. He doesn't just come live in the early Matzilas. He lives in the early Matzilas and he does it. Parsha has a din of Shtuya Yayin. Just read the Chumash, it would appear that one who is a Shasa Yayin is not permitted to do Avodah. The Dvoyachem of Ohel Moye, what does that mean, Dvoyachem of Ohel Moye? When you walk into Ohel Moye, that's it. A Shikra is not allowed to go into Ohel Moye. So Rashi says, that's not what it means. It means Gishas HaMizbeah, it means to do Avodah. If a shikr walks into Ohel Moed, he's not chai mis in Goshen Ayin. Says v'lo samus, a shikr shenichnas lo amoed, the shikr so is not chai mis. But it's still off. The Gemara says that shos yayin and peru arosh, peru arosh and shkul yayin are asurim to do avoid, and peru avoid there's mis in Goshen Ayin. They're also forbidden to enter ben hu ulam v'lam mizbeach. The Gemara calls that in Chagiga the milus. Milus are the chumis. These are the milus that you have. And the Beis HaMikdash said that peru arosh and shkul yayin are asurim mikonis ben hu ulam v'lam mizbeach. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Rambam and the Raivas and Yarach HaZok and Perek Aleph and Bias Mikdash whether this Isur of Knisa Ben Hu'ulam V'la Mizbeach B'Kruy Rosh B'Shtuy Yayin is an Isur Deraisa or an Isur Derabbanan. The Rambam writes that it's an Isur Deraisa and the Raivas and the Ramban disagree. The Rambam is strange. The Rambam learns the Gemara when it says Milos. We had a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos the other day. It's talking about Lamedalim to discuss. Forgot already how we got to discuss it, about the Milus of, I remember, yeah, the big places that fall in the time to the circle. So the places there quoted the din of Raha Basar, Ashida Bechal Tomei Lo Yachal, Raha Basar Merah Bas Eitzim Olevayna. That Eitzim Olevayna is Mekabal Tumah. Eitzim. It's not Roy Lachi Lothar. The Pasuk says in the end of Shmi, that only four things are Mechabal Tuma. Other Mechabal Tuma and Mashkin. So how is Eitzim? How is Levon and Mechabal Tuma? It's not Oakland. So that's a very short cause of the Habasa, Shiva, the Halpami, the Yachel, the Habasa, the Rabbi Eitzim and Levon. Eitzim and Levon is Kibbutz HaKadosh. So there's a Machlech, it's Rashi and Pei, and the Gemara refers to that as a Maila. See that there's a Maila of Eitzim and Levon, that is Mechabal Tuma. So who are the Nami? There's another Maila that Hashoka usually helps to be Metaher, Mayim Tmeyim, and Hashokin, Mayim Kedoshim Tmeyim doesn't help. We must put together one Maila with the other. So that's a Machlech, it's Rashi and Pei, because these two Mailas mean the Maila of the Raisa, or the Maila of the Rabbah. And so too there's a Machlech here, the Rambam and the Raivid, the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether these Mailas of forbidding a Fluri Rosh and a Shturi Yain to enter, maybe Ulam Ram is there, whether this is a Dinda Raisa, or it's only a Dinda Rabbanam. So the Rambam is a little strange, Rav Chaim asks on the Rambam. In addition to everything else that everybody else asks, Rav Chaim asks on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. In the Sefer, for which Rav Chaim on the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. Why did the Rambam say, Yisraeli, that a Kohen whose nifnas bin HaMizbeach ulefnim, Shos Riyayim, or Paruei Rosh, HaReza Loike. Why does it say Yisraeli? If the Rambam Shita is that it's a Din Deraisa, say Yisraeli. I mean, Yisraeli, in my humble opinion, it's a Din Deraisa. No, before he writes that it's a din deraisa. He already writes, keeps on writing about it. There are two dinim deraisa, there's an isa for Kuri Rosh, and it's the yaitu do avodin. If he does, avodin is nisa de shaman. If he just walks in, they know the man is there, it's a nisa deraisa, in fact, nisa de shaman. And then he writes, Yerayli, then he gets mouth.
On the
front? You have asura? Yeah. Of course, if you have asura, you don't have asura, you don't have. When he's entering, so what is the Rambam like? You're right, Lee, that he's like
him.
Oh, what's the Mokas? That's what Chaim says. The Gemara says that it's a Maila. What does the Rambam mean that it's a Maila? So Chaim writes in the state of Kami, the Rambam held that it's a Halacha L'Moshe Messina. The Halacha L'Moshe Messina, the Rambam writes in another place, in Hilchas Macholos Asur, that there's no Malchus. What does the Rambam write in Hilchas Macholos Asur? That all of the So the Rambam and the Shaila had a task. So the Rambam and the Gaonim assume that it's halachal moshe misina. That means that it's a din deraisa. Still, they have a machlokes. What do you like on that? If a person is even out in Issa deraisa, there's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Gaonim, whether one who eats all of the chutzlars gets malchus. So the Gaonim say yes, and the Rambam says no. So Rav Chaim has an estate on that Rambam and Hilchas Macholos Asuras. What's the machlokes? That he explains it all. The Rishonim agree that in a halachal moshe misina, you can't get any malchus. That's how Rashi writes, that's how a lot of Rishonim write. Allah from Moshe Messina can't have Malchus for a simple reason. You can only get Malchus on a lot that Zumi de Lav de Hasim. The Pasuk of Malchus is written in Chumash, for Hayon bin Hakos HaRash, the Hippila HaShor, the Zikor Lefonov. So the Pasha that we give Malchus to HaRash is written right next to the Pasuk of Lefax and Shor de Yishoy. The Hasim on a Torah is Asa. Person who follows the Doshba is Asa. To teach you this Nichas HaPsukim, and in Dvar Nigmar says everybody Darshan Smuchim, and Chumash, Bereish, is through Bamin Gars, and Achlekes, Hakamai, whether Darshin is Smuchim or not. Smuchim means two dinim and two psukim, one next to the other. If you have two dinim in the same process, that's called Hekesh. That's a Hekesh. But if you have two dinim and psukim that are two psukim that are next to each other, that's called Smuchim. So that's Machlekes of Yud and Achacham, whether you Darshin is Smuchim. But in Mishnah Chai, where the Gemara says in Devam is on that page, Chumash Devarim, everybody agrees that Darshin is Smuchim. I'll give you the whole reason why Devarim is different. So this is in Devarim. It says that the Rasha gets Malchus right next to the Pasuk of Lasas Meshach Gedisha to teach you that who is considered a Rasha that he deserves Malchus, one who violates an Avera, that's similar to Lasas Meshach Gedisha. So what constitutes an Avera that's similar? The Gemara has to be similar in the Signon HaKsiva and the Chumash has to be written with the same style. Like Lo Lasas Meshach Gedisha has to be written either Lo or Hisham or Apeno Al, one of these four Lashonot. And then in addition to that, it has to be similar to the Lasas Meshach Gedisha in the nature of the Avera. It has to be a Lach Sheyesh B'Maiser, it has to be a Lach Shalei Nifan Lasaret Mises Bezdin, and so on, all the various Klolim that the Gemara has. Shouldn't be a Lach Nifan Lasaret. So one of the Klolim that has to be similar to the Lasas Meshach Gedisha, it has to be written in the Chumash in the same way of the Lasas Meshach Gedisha. So what if it's written in the Chumash, but it's not written Hisham Pen Allah Loi? It's written as a Lach Habo Mechlal Asay. So the Gemara says, then it's saying, Lach Habo Mechlal Asay, even though it's a Lach, but ain't like them all because it's not the middle of Sasha Meshach Gedisha. What if it's not written at all in the Chumash? What if you have an issue that's purely Halacha Moshe Messina? But then of course there's no Malchus. It's not the middle of Sasha Meshach Gedisha. It's not written at all. So it's not Hisham Pen Alaloi. It's not written at all. So there's nothing to discuss. So this Klal Olav Rishonim I'm asking to, that an issue that's only known through the Halacha Moshe Messina, you can't give any Malchus because it's not the middle of the Hasina. The Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Gaon by Yola, the Chutzlaretz is, what is the nature? That's our prime explains our Kadei Rabba. Shavar explains. We learn for Chavusia. As children, we learn by the Beis Halevi for Chavusia. So they both have the same, sometimes they have the exact same tradition. So they both write the same shot over here. What's Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Gaon by Yola, the Chutzlaretz, whether you like it, if you eat the pears that grow the first 3 years, Orlo. So the Machlokes is, that's how they both write. What's the nature of this Halacha L'Moshe Nisina? Does the Halacha here tell us a brand new din? But all those nice chutzpahs, even on the Chumash, it doesn't say. Halacha L'Moshe Nisina tells us a new din. Oh no, maybe the Halacha L'Moshe Nisina, it comes to reinterpret the pasuk and to say that even though it says in the Chumash, Kisavoy al Ha'aretz and a type Mikol Eitz Ma'achem Ha'aretz Ma'alosa, it doesn't mean that this din only applies to Kisavoy al Ha'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. What it means is when Yeshua ben Nun will come into Eretz Yisrael, that this man has Cholos HaMitzvah. From that day on, then the laws of all apply all over the world. So the Halacha of Moshe Nisina is reinterpreting the pasuk as to indicate that that din of the type can call out Michael anywhere. He said, this man, not the Mokham, this man, calls Mamanei Sol in the midworld and the laws of all don't begin yet. Shouldn't think that all the din I've heard begin from Maimon HaSina. Some of the din only begin to function 40 years later after they enter into Eretz Yisrael. But when he said, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, when the Titan collects Michael anywhere in the world. So Ralph Malosa said then, Allah Mashin Sina is reinterpreting the Pasuk as telling us that all applies all over in the world. Then it is the middle of Sassan Shabbat Shalom, because it is the middle. That's what Chaim explained. The same as regarding, there's a Machlokes Rashi in the Raman by Barel Shashinish. Rashi writes in, if you have a claim, who was never Gemal, he never had a Bris Mila. So we say that a person who is not Gemal doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. He's Jewish. He's Jewish. In Europe there was a tumult before the First World War. Some of the Jews who were very, very, very anti-religious didn't want to even practice Christianity. So the Chevi Kaddish in some communities didn't want to bury them in a Jewish cemetery. They felt that we should treat them like goyim because they're poor together. They're not even observing this either, like groups of Jews now in America. Not only them to keep Shabbos, Kash, Taras, and Shabbos. I want to keep this meeting. It's all movement like that, but it's barbarian. So the Chevi Kaddish didn't want to bury them. So there's a whole issue in Europe. So Klein was of the opinion that it's not right. But they're still Jews. It's because they don't fulfill the Bismillah. It means that they have the Jews. The Jews, they're Abba Yamun. Okay, so you bury them. Dalai Lama's away. Half a minute to bury a Tzadik Eitz HaRosh. It's still doing its work. It's still a Mitzvah's Kula on it. So you don't bury them next to the Rabbanim. You don't bury him next to the Tumah, Balabat, and say, Yimachik, Dalar Amas, they were. That's the din. But the Gemara does have a din that an Oriel has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. It doesn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael. What dinim apply to an Oriel? It says, Kolara lo yechol bo. The Jew is an Oriel, is not permitted to eat in carbon pesach. That's the din with Derech. That's not just the din of Hayrosha, that's the din with Derech. Based on that passage that an Oriel has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, we can infer that if you have a Kohen who's an Oriel, he will have to have an incomplete Kedushas Kuna. Because he can't have a goy who's a kohen. A kohen means, first of all, he's Jewish. Secondly, he's a human being. First, he can't have a dame who's a kohen. First, he has to be a human being. Next, you can say he has to be Jewish. And then he has to be from Shevet Levi. And then, on top of all this, then you say that he's a kohen. But if he's missing something on the bottom, he's Mishkan Nesh. Or let's say you have a goyim. I create a goyim with safety and seriousness. And you say the goyim doesn't have the status of a human being, so the goyim can't be a kohen. If he's not a human being, he's not an Odom, so he can't begin to be a friend. He has to be an Odom, then he has to be a Yisrael, then he has to be the shaved leg. And on top of all that, he can say that he is endowed with Kesef Kahuna in addition. But if he doesn't have the full din of Yisrael, because he's Yisrael Oro, and the Oro is missing part of the Yisrael Kahuna, so I write that it's the din to eat in front of Jericho. So then he can't be a full din of a friend. So that's the part we can say to Yechesko, that is more important. Call Ben Echor any goy. Erol Basar, whether he is an Erol, whether he's an Apikoros. An Apikoros Dina Ka'apu. Apikoros Dina Ka'apu means that he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. Or Erol Basar, or he's an Arab. On his body, he's an Arab. Lo Yogal Mikdashi, and the Gemara understands the Tanin Lashar Semish. He's not permitted a Kohen. A Kohen who's a Goy, he's not allowed to do a Goy. That's what the Gemara says. Kol Ben Echad, any Kohen who's a Goy, he's not allowed to do a Goy. They have to have a Kohen who's a Goy. Means really he's Jewish. And he's a lady and a kohen, but he's dina kigoy. How can he be a Jew with dina kigoy? Era lady, era bosa. Either an apikoros is dina kapun. The pasuk shat would imply that apikoros dina kapun is the real din deraisa. We discussed the other day what apikoros on parshas vayikra. What apikoros dina kapun is a din deraisa or din derabba. So the pasuk says that it's a real din deraisa. The more dashes it from this pasuk in Yechezkel. And then the Gemara says, what did Yecheska make up to din? Ad Asi Yecheska Mana Amor. The Gemara says, no, this was always a Gemara. The Mirilah, this was a tradition. Asi Yecheska Ba'at Mechei Akro. And so now just wrote down the din that they had the Kabbalah. He wasn't the Chadish of the Nebuah. We had it by tradition. Kol Ben Eicha. Apostle. And Sanhedrin, that Pekin. Apostle. And the second part of Sanhedrin also. The Gemara quotes. Apostle, it's quoted twice. The same system. Kol Ben Eicha. Era Lei. The Era Basar. The Yavam Migdashi Lisharseni. So in the Gemara, the word Lisharseni is in parentheses because that doesn't appear in the original text in the Kufi HaKadosh. That's the Gemara's pshat in the passage. It says, the Yavam Migdashi. But the Gemara understands that what it means is Lisharseni. So the passage reads, any coin who's a guy, Kol Ben Eicha, any coin who's a guy, is not allowed to do Avodah. Why? Because if he's a guy, so he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So how can he be a coin? Coin means he's a person, he's a human being, he's a Yisrael, he's a Levi, and he's even more than that. He's a coin too. But how can you have a coin who's a god? So it says, Erelei, they're all gods. Either he's an apikoros dinikati, or he's an oro. And an oro has an incomplete solution in straw. So Rashi writes on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Pei Gimel, that if you have a coin or oro who does avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't be like it, because since the Gemara says it's only halacha moshe m'sinai, it's not written in the Chumash anywhere, so he can't get malchus and anisa, which is only known through halacha moshe m'sinai. The Rambam disagrees, the Rambam in the Arach HaZokah, and he's still a beer, when he quotes that din, not in Surabiyah, in the Asmikdash, I think. Or in Surabiyah, I've got a problem with the Asmikdash, but he has the din that a coin or is not permitted to do Avodah, so the Rambam writes that he is like it. But the Rambam explains why he's like it, because Harehu Kizar. The Rambam writes, the coin who's an Orel is Dino Kizar, the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. The Gemara says that this was Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That Erelei Rav Basa, the Rambam, the Gedosh of the Shor Sein. And Yechesra just wrote it down, he wasn't the one who was Mechadish. So the Rambam understands that since he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Kunas, so he's not a full coin, and he's a Zar. So whoever is a Zar is like it, that's a Parsif in the Chumash. It says that a Zar is not allowed to do Abedah, that's a real Zar. So the Rambam holds that this, the Rambam holds over here by an Orel Sha'ovah, the same as the Gedim hold by all the Mechutzlar. And whenever the nature of the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is that it's Mefarish, Parsif, that it is, it takes a certain case, it puts it into a category that appears in the Chumash, but then it would be Malchus. If Allah Moshe Mitzvah tells you a Brin Nuisa that has no Mokha Chumash, Yesh Me'ayim Nuisa, then the Rambam would agree with Rashi that there's no Malchus. That's what the Rambam writes by all of the Chutzlars. But if the Halacha Moshe Mitzvah is Mechadish, that this is included in a certain Pasuk, then the Rambam will say that there is Malchus. But that's what Chaim writes apparently on this Rambam. But the Rambam writes over here in the end, Perakalach and B.S. Midrash, the royal lead that the coin is a Shosa Yayim, or a paru aros shenichtus ben yehulam ala mizbeach ha-reiz ha-loika, what do you mean you're ready? You're ready that it's an Issa Beraisa? It doesn't seem that that's the Yehulam. You already wrote before that it's an Issa Beraisa. That was his pshat in the Gemara. That was the Rambam's machloik. It's against the Ravid and the Ramban. The Ravid and the Ramban hold that it's only the Rabbanan. These are Milos, the Rabbanan. It's a problem there, because some of the Milos are clearly Beraisa and some of the Milos are clearly the Rabbanan. Then you have around five or so that are unclear whether they're the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So two, and then you had a machloik with Rashi and Kersus on. That we just mentioned, whether it's the Raif or the Rabban. And here I need the Lichmet from the Ulam Ram Mizbeach, this is how Machlek is the Rambam against the Raif and the Rambam. So the Rambam learns the Pshat that it's a Din the Raif, but he writes, Yeroyali, that is Malchus. Why does he say Yeroyali? So Chaim explains in his Sefer that apparently the Rambam held that this is a Halachal Moshe Mishkina, that a Poru Arosh or Shosi Yayin is forbidden to enter Bein Ulam Ram Mizbeach. Not a repair, which is possible, because the Pasuk in today's study really goes on doing Avodah. Yeah, the Sheikh Al Taish, but by Yachma Law Mai, the Lois Amusu, the Lois Amusu is missing the Shang Zong if he does that well, if he doesn't do that well, he's missed. So the Rambam held that this is Allah HaMashi Messiah, so really, maybe there should be no Malchus. So the Rambam held no, but the nature, we have a din in Akhri Mois, that there's an Yisrael Bira Konis, that a coin is forbidden to enter into the Heichol, if he's not going to do any other. Ayyadu B'chalais Al Taish, B'beis Kal Kalachas, B'lo Yamus, that's another din. Of B.R.A. Konis. But the Yisra B.R.A. Konis only applies if it goes into the Heichal, not if it goes into the Hul of Alam Zeh. So the Rambam held that this Halacha Moshe Mitzinai of Tzuri Rosh Hashkiri Yayin HaRosh Atem to Ben Hul of Alam Zeh is not a separate Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, it's Mechadrish. That din of B.R.A. Konis, which seems only to apply in the Heichal, applies also to Ben Hul of Alam Zeh, which expects a certain Quran. These Quran of Tzuri Rosh Hashkiri Yayin have an Isabir Ekonis, a Kuri Bugadim, have an Isabir Ekonis, Ben Hulam Ram is there. So since the nature of the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is that it's being mechadish, that this din is included, it's classified under another pasuk in the Chumash. So this would warrant malchus. Let me see. Is there with the cost of our Rambam? In Zed the Loike, and in Zed the Thin Lashon Yerali, even with the Mishnah and Kalim, and it's a Sukkim Yuma, that Mali is the Rice of the Rambam, I'm thinking more like that, that is the Rice. More discuss is whether the Mali is the Rice of the Rambam. It's just a question how to learn the Gemara. So the Rambam, I think more like that, because if these Mali is the Rice, Elo the Pshat Abad is the Rice, but how about Amina, the Yisurim Humi, Halokh, and Moshe, the Sina, the Embers, and Malkus. The Zed cost of Yerali, the Yeshko, and Malkus, by Mishum, the Halokh, the Bo, the Kololoh, Yaltara Amur, but Tayra Gabi Hechel. This is in a beer economy. But this is a beer economy. It's only is limited to Hechel. So here, the Halacha Mashim Sinan comes in Zachade, but there is, but this is a beer economy. It applies even Ben Hulam and Lamed Beth, it's back to these people. It's who is God and the Shri Yang and the Kuri Rosh. This is a strange Shalashin in the Rambam that Rakhayim talks about. The Rambam, the Peres Koyhanim has on this passage, not only is it also Nichnas ben Hulam al Amizbech, it will be Yotzam ben Hulam al Amizbech, will also violate this issue. That Yitzhiyah is Kibir. Whether he enters ben Hulam al Amizbech or he goes out, it's the same issue. What do you mean Yitzhiyah Kibir? The Din Ha Nichnas, the Ramam and Peret Aleph Halacha Tez Zayin, and he'll be ending Peret Aleph based on Piyas Midrash. The Din Ha Nichnas Kacham and Amizbech, or the Din Ha Yitzhiyah Misham Echad, who takes that to go. If he drank wine before he walks in Ben Ulam HaMizbeach, he makes Kiddush at home, he makes Kiddush in the Azorah, and then he walks Ben Ulam HaMizbeach, that's one Eastern. But what happens if he's already there Ben Ulam HaMizbeach, and then he drinks, he makes Kiddush there? The Raman says no Nisa de Shaman if he does Avodah. So why is the Raman Masik on the Raman? Then the Hemlai Malki, because Raman writes really that there is Malki. But the Raman himself says that there's no Nisa de Shaman. So what is the Raman? What is the Raman Masik over him? There's no Malki and there's no Nisa. The Raman never said there's Nisa either. Rashi just exaggerated to bring out a point. He's building up as if the Raman said something awful. The Raman, which was, the Raman never said either. There's Nisa. Could be. Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following view. There is another line in the Rambam, the Rav Chaim asks, Merab Senigma. I just left it out, I skipped it when I read the Rambam before. Perek Aleph Halacha Tez Zayin. The Rambam writes, within HaNichnas, within HaYeitzer is the same. It's an issue that writes whether he's Nichnas, Shosu Yayin Ben Ulam HaMizbeach, or he's Ben Ulam HaMizbeach and he drinks, and then he's Yotzer. Rashi says, see, it's here, the Teres Kahana. Then the Rambam writes, then the last line in that halach is the of five misa. And if on his way out, he drinks the Reviyayin Ben Hulam on his back, and then he walks out, and on his way out he does Avodah, then it'll be Chayim Misa Midei Shamayim. Avodah. What does this got to do with anything? The Raman said all along here, there are two dinim. There's one din of a Shikr Sha'avad that does Misa Midei Shamayim. And then there's another din of Shikr Shenichnas. Now he has a din of Shikr Sheyotzo. With a Nichnas or Yotzo, Lashi Shitziya Kibir. So when he writes Lashi Shitziya Kibir, he says, what if he drank the wine Ben Hulam HaMizbech? And he walks out, and he goes Avodah on his way out. So Bichai, Nishim Dei Shamayim. Of course, Bichai, Nishim Dei Shamayim. Nishim Dei Shamayim for doing Avodah is a Shikr Sheyotzo. What does it got to do with Lashi Shitziya Kibir? Why should I have held that there's a small Bechalik there?
What's this phrase of saying to Tia of Yitzhak spoken in time of Yitzhak Shemiro? And that sounded like think that you would be Mechaibi. Why should you be Loki? Why should you be Loki at the time? I would just be going because it's a cover of the Zion from walking from the left, walking and wine. But if you're there, then you should.
Well, he was there and then he drank wine or he ripped his begotten, which he shouldn't have done. But that per se is not an Avera. To rip your begotten is a different issue. To rip your begotten. But to rip begotten per se is not an issue. Ben Hulam Lam is Be'er. Or to drink wine per se is not an issue. But then when he does the Yitzhiyah, then he violates an issue. Why should it be so? I don't know. It's the first time. It's actually from the prosecutor like that. that lasa tikkia could be. That if he's yaitu is the same as if he's nifna. That's a certain area that has a special kedusha ben ha'olam olam is there. So whether he crosses the border going this way or that way, he violates his law. We would recommend that he should stay there. He should stay there until he gets over his drunkenness. So he should change his begadim there. You want him to stay there till he gets over
his drunkenness? Yeah, I know that, but it doesn't make sense.
I mean, the rest of
the
point is
about why
the
should be. You would say that it's considered a person should go.
But that's what he quoted from the Torah, perhaps. That's his understanding of the Torah. The Rashi doesn't understand that. That's how the Rambam understands. But this Rav Chaim points out in the statement, he doesn't understand. The mother be tzios or chayiv nisa. What's the chiddush? My mashma avada is chayiv nisa. A shikish over is chayiv nisa. Shikish and nichnas is loike. So that the Rambam has to say chiddush and allows us to see it to be. Now, so Rashi thought based on this striking line in the Yisrael Pella, this last line in Halacha Tzayin in the Rambam, he thought that the Rambam must be driving at the following idea. That Leonim did not two Yisroim, it's only one Yisroim. Of a Shasi Yayin, a Peru Arosh, or a Peru of Gagin, She Nitna, Lam Yigdash. The Yisroim really is Nitna. Except there are two kinds of Nitna. There's a Nitna with a Biyar, a Tanis, and there's a Nitna with a Vaida. If he's not that there's an Yisr Shasi, Shikr, Sha'avad, and there's another unrelated Yisr of Shikr, Sha'nifna. There's only one basic Yisr of Shikr, Sha'nifna. That's what it says. Yayim Shekhar Atayim Kuvayakam Olo Namoy. Zenigin Zvaloy Samus. How can it be? But there's only Yisr of Dei Shemayim if he does Avoida. So why does he say Kuvayakam? So the Rambam understood that the basically the Yisr is Kuvayakam Olo Namoy, the Shikr. But there are two types of kinesis. There's a kinesis with avoida, which gives an einish misa deshan, and then there's a kinesis without avoida, which would still be a misa deraisa, but it would not be malchus, it wouldn't be a misa deshan. So what if the fellow was a shikr, what if the fellow walks into the base on this version, he's not shikr, and he drinks there, and then he does avoida? So I would have thought that there's no misa deshan in that case, because he didn't do a kinesis shiyeshba avoida. He got drunk in the base on misa deshan. Of course, the Teres Kohanim is the floor, no? Lasa tzitzi yukibi, even if he gets drunk, even if he drinks his religious yayin, in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he walks out, tzitzi is also like bia. If he did, I wrote it on the way out, he'll also be chayav nisa Beis HaMikdash. But if not for that, for us to add that lasa tzitzi yukibi, if he would get drunk in the Beis HaMikdash and then do avad and then walk out, he wouldn't be chayav nisa Beis HaMikdash. There is no iser on shikash avad. The iser is, bia HaMikdash, shiyesh bo avad. Now, so Rashi wanted to bring out this point. So that greatest point, he wanted to say the following Kiddush, that the Mitzvah Dei Shemayim obviously is only to do an Aver B'Mezim, really Aver B'Shevki, you're not called Mitzvah Dei Shemayim. So what if, what about the following case? A fellow is, the Kohen is a little shikr, and then he's Nichnas LaMikdash, and he knows that he's doing wrong. And they want, let's say they want him, but they don't want him, doesn't matter. He's about to enter the Beis HaMikdash and say, you're drunk, you're not allowed to go in. So he says, I know I drank, and I don't care. Then he goes in. Then, he just drank before. And then as he's walking around in the Beis HaMikdash, the wine starts to affect him. And then his mom is so stone drunk that he goes and he does avodah and doesn't really know what he's doing. Then he's really drunk. Mom is b'shogeg. He forgot that he's drunk. He thought that all the other people are drunk. He's the only one who knows what he's doing. So he did the avodah b'shogeg. He didn't realize that he was doing anything wrong, but the police that he did the name. That's what Rashi thought. Maybe there would be Nisa Dei Shemayim in such a case. I only did Nisa Dei Shemayim because the Aver the Mezit. They thought, no, the Aver is just a Tanai in the Aver here. The Aver really is the Knisa Lamigdash. A Shikish and Nisa Lamigdash is coming to the Rambam. According to the Raivid and the Ramban, it's not so. They say there is no such thing as Knisa Lamigdash. It's only Malik the Rabbanim. You said the Raivid only is an Aver. And everything else is the Rabbanim. But the Rambam holds on. Everything is different. The Rambam holds the Vayachem. The Yisra is Shikish and Nisa Lamigdash. And there are two types of nichnas. Either nichnas ben hulam la mizbeach adir elkonis, or nichnas la avoida. But if he's nichnas la avoida, the doing of the avoida, that's just the condition in the nichnas zayin. If he's mezit b'shas knisa la mizbeach b'shikris. And shegit b'shas avoida, so that's what Rashi thought, maybe not. But he thought that maybe they should be mitzvah Dei Shemayim in such a case too. And he said, that's how he understood this Rambam. I remember, in fact, I think he asked this on a p'china. As I remember when we learned the second part of Sahem, he said, he asked this on a p'china. To say over here, to tell this Rambam, what did the Rambam say the Chayim Avad be Tziyos for Chayiv Nisa? Why is that a Chiddush? Of course he's Chayiv Nisa.
Why did you say that the nature of the Din is that a person who does the Avodah, the person that is doing, the person that is doing the Shikr, that is a Chayiv.
Another question, you say that he's a shogi and therefore should be punished. Back to this, the fellow says he's very tired. He said it's simply to the case that he's a shogi because he's a shikri, and it is to tell him that he's a shikri.
Well, if he's really a shikish and dear, the shikusa shalav, but he doesn't have any of it, so then his marriage says he gets no wage. He's temporarily out of commission. He's a labba, he's not, he's a gaba labba da, he's not functional.
So where is the wish? So what level is the
Let's say he's nichnas, let's say he's nichnas from Migdash, he drank grape juice. He doesn't get drunk, he drank grape juice. So when he's nichnas from Migdash, he knows what he's doing to me. Then when he goes Aveira, he didn't realize that he was doing anything wrong. He didn't know that that was an Aveira. They warned him not to enter. He read the signs, anyone who drank wine shouldn't enter. And he entered anyway, so that was the major. But when he did the Aveira, there are no signs there. That's his daddy did be shaved. So that's a Rachel Krut, and maybe he would still be chai, according to the Rama. Maybe he should still be chai in the Siddhation Man. Maybe the doing of the Aveira is just a tnai in converting the Knesset into a Knesset or a Lazar, the Shem Aveira. No, Yain is an Eastern, even if he's not drunk. Shamashakrim, Shamashakrim, Shnap, Sabir, or other things that make him drunk, it is all discussion meanwhile whether he's Eastern or Shem Aveira. I think grape juice is also new. Gotta look in the Gemara. Have to look in the Gemara. You might talk to that. The Gemara increases. I don't know. You have to look in the Gemara. Rashi says Yain Derech Shikusa. It sounds like Rashi that Yain Shikusa is not included in the law. I don't know. You have to look in the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole machlokes ha'tanai. What's the din if the fellow is a shikr mishal mishakrim? Whether he gets nisa b'dei shamayim or not. The whole discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara gives one example of a shikr mishal mishakrim that the person had warm milk. And it made him, it doesn't make you drunk, but it makes you drowsy. It makes you tired. It's a different thing. So years ago, Dr. Belton once said over that there's people say Baal Peh, name Baal Chaim Baal Oshin, that even if you can make Havdolah or Kiddush on Shabbos morning on Chama Medina, so they say the Shem Baal Chaim Baal Oshin has to be a meeting in the Shaka. That the Chama Medina has to be something that intoxicates. Some if you have soda or something like that, but that's not called Chama Medina. Where Baal Chaim Baal Oshin get this if you really say it? There's some people saying, you know, really get it from a Gemara in the last period from Shokin. The Gemara says that one of the Amarohim made Abdullah and some kind of beer, and he got very drunk, and he said, this is real good stuff. This is real Chamamadim. So the Gemara would appear a little bit, now necessarily it would appear that if it's not immediately Mishakra, it doesn't make you drunk. It's not in fact the same beverage, so it's not good for Chamamadim. And then he said, and had not said, help answer. They said, Abchaim Rezi, you can make Abdullah over the tea, over hot tea, I would make over coffee, but I'm not shy, but you have to adopt your immediately Mishakra. So the Shaila was, what if the Chamamadim is, look, what if you live in a Medina where the Mechabit people are? It's the United States, they're not Mechabit anybody with milk. Are they? I don't think so. Not Mechabit with tea either. I don't think in America. So the Shabbat, what if you live in a Medina where the Minig Medina is to be Mechabit people with a drink of milk? Would that be good for Chama Medina or not? So if you hold like a Chaim Elojana, then after they meet the Meshachas, so it's not good. So Dr. Galton used to say over the name of the Rabbi Chogha. The Rabbi Chogha said that milk is also needed in Meshachas, because it says here in the Gemara that he drank by Shikam, Misham, Mishakrim, and the Machlek is Atanar, and it's Bintus, whether he's Misik Dei Shemayim or not. And the Gemara gives us one of the Mishalim, Shasa, Dvash, Vecholov, or he had the way of Kehillah, he ate certain foods, and he drank certain things, and one of the examples of the Gemara gives is that he drank milk. You see that you can get drunk from milk also. So Rashi didn't like that at all. He thought that it was wrong. It's a different thing, that's not needed in Mishakrim, that makes you drowsy. Here, by the Kohen, doing Avodah, the Gemara says Shikha Misham Shafi means that he's not fully alert. Either he's not fully alert because he's drunk, or he's not fully alert because he's drowsy. Is that something that, if he's tired, he's not. He's just naturally tired from all day of hard work, or a whole night of hard work, whatever. But that's not. But if he's a Shikha Misham Shafi, it means that he's drowsy because it's something that he ate, but he drank. Shasa Chalo, or Ochal Dvei Lekilis, and it didn't intoxicate him, but it made him drowsy. So then, he not called that Shikha Misham Shakra. To say that that's called Midi the Mishakir for Havdalah, that's So then she thought that it shouldn't be the same. But by meeting the Mishakri, if there is such a requirement, it means that it's an intoxicating beverage. That's what makes you drunk, it makes you drunk, it makes you happy. Different, two different things. Oh, that would be Shikha Mishamishatman. That would be the same as this Shiloh Yuma, about the Shikha Mishamishatman. What did he mean? At the end of the function, the Torah speaks of two types of tahara in a mikveh. Mayu and a boy mikveh mayu need a Torah. A person whose stomach needs to become tahara by going clean on a mikveh, by going clean on a mayon. These are two different things. A mayon is a mayon chayim, the Chumash calls. Anybody has the braver. Anybody's stomach can have the option of either becoming toha through a mikveh, toha through a clean on a mayon. The Mishnah has a mikvah that there are some people, there are some cases where we require doctor clean on a mayon and the mikveh is not sufficient. That's a zav. It says a zav needs doctor clean on a mayon. And when you prepare a paraduma, you have to take mayon chayim El Kelly, and you have to take the yeshes of the Torah and do kiddush meisachos. You have to pour the yeshes into the water. And then by Hazoras HaMetzoyro, is when a Metzoyro gets cured, and you want to make him Tohar Al-Pidin, so it says you have to take Lokach Shtei Tzipon Chayis Tohar Shveiteres Ushnisei Loach Ve'ezoi, and you take the Tzipor Pein, you shech one of them, there's a Tzipor HaShchut, and then there's a Tzipor HaMeshulachah. The Tzipor HaShchut, you have to shech El Klicheres HaMayim Chayim. So the Mishnah says that these are the only three cases that you require up to Mayim Chayim. For Hazoras HaMetzoyro, and for Kiddush Mechatos, by Korah Duna, and for Tzivos Azav. Should we say that a Zohar is Hukash to Azav? The Rapsukim will remarkish Azav to Azav. Should we make the Hekash of Azav to Azav with respect to the requirement for Azav is Azav, La Zohar, or the La Mekevah? So it's a Hekash between Azav and Azav. So should we say that there's a Hekash even with respect to Tzivos and Mayim Chai? So the Ramban HaChumash quotes from the Goyim, who said that a Zohar needs Mayim Chayim just like a Zav needs Mayim Chayim. The Ramban says that it's wrong. That is the Pharisee should accept the Megillah. The Goyim says that there's a Hekesh Rashi on Gemara, quotes in around 5 or 6 places. Rashi in a few places quotes it. Sometimes Rashi quotes and he needs it like that, and sometimes Rashi quotes and he says it was wrong. And he quotes the same concept in Megillah that the Ramban quotes. In Terek Aleph in Mishnayis Megillah, the Mishnah says, ain't bein this or that, and then Zav Nizav El Adis, and then Bein Zav El Adis, and then Bein Zav El Adis, and then Bein Mitzvah Mukhi, and then Bein Mitzvah Mukhi, and then Bein Mitzvah Mukhi, so it says, Bein Mekurish, and it's a Sefka, and the Mishnah then says, ain't Bein Zav Nizav El Adis, that the Zav needs Mankhaim, and the Zav does not need Mankhaim, so there's a perish against the grain. So they're wrong. So I'll just say, no, they're wrong, but they're not wrong. They didn't get up on them, they're right. Now the Gemara, that sounds like you require. The Gemara says, Avur the Shmuel. Shmuel's father used to make up a special mitzvah for his daughters. So Rashi quotes the pshat from the garden, what was the problem? So he says, because Rebbe made a katana, Vira Anas made a katana. That we treat all the women as a suffix need, a suffix zava. Even though she knows that she's a need, she's not a zava. We treat them all as a suffix need, a suffix zava, and a zava needs mine chayim like a zav. So Shmuel's father had to make mitzvahs for his daughters that should be mine chayim. Mine chayim means that the source of the water is not rain or snow, melted snow. It's rather from the water that comes from under the ground. From a mayon. From a mayim chayim. So the Goyim got it from the Gemara. I was to say to say Sakya. He didn't say that Pshat in Gemara is wrong. The other Shanim had it. Pshat in nothing to discuss. That's how he talked and against the Gemara. But others say, no, that Midi Rabban you need Mayim Chayim. Shechumel Midi Rabban. But others want to say, a chalik between the Taris and the Baila. That the perceptor that says, that the Zav and the Zavo, a Zav is not also the Kashmish. A Zav is also the Kashmish. But the Zav and the Zav and the Zav with respect to Tuna, perhaps both need mankind. With respect to Labailo, she doesn't need mankind. Maybe that's what it means in the Pashat. Ain't mean Zav and the Zav ever that the Zav needs mankind and the Zav doesn't, means the Zav with respect to Matas and Labailo does not need mankind. But the Zav with respect to Tuna Vitar will need mankind the same as the Zav. The Bach, others give these suggestions. Anyway, by the Chassidim, some Chassidim are marked, the Bach should have Mayim Chayim. Rabbi Tanna said that he checked the different mikvahs, he takes water from different mikvahs and he tests them for bacteria to see how high a level of bacteria there is. And he said all the mikvahs that he checked had a very high level of bacteria and they were very dangerous. But women could get infections. A woman who is healthy can get an infection from going to this mikveh. Except one mikveh, he said, but I think he said it's very mikveh. It's great time because they're machmas to have, the Hungarians are machmas to use mein chaim. The mein chaim cleanses itself out, not stagnant water, it doesn't sit there, and 100 people use it. It keeps on cleaning itself out. So he said that had the lowest level, practically no bacterial. It's healthy, that's for sure. What's the difference, halacha l'maaseh, between a mikveh and a mayim? So the Mishnah has two famous pilukim, alpi pashtus, two famous pilukim, but the mayim does not need mem straw and the mikveh does. And the mayim is metar b'zechel, and even though the water is rolling, and the mikveh is only metar b'yashbara and a shever. Shever means a crack in the ground. The water has to be stagnant. That's what mikveh means. Mikveh means kovel v'taymin, that is standing still. And mikveh is not metar b'zechel, and the pashtus is that it has been there, right? There's a discussion in the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe on the tour the other day whether zechel is a din d'oraisa, or some Rishonim perhaps hold that it's a din d'rabbanan. So the pashtus is that it's a mistake. If you look back in the Rishonim, is that everybody agrees that Zechman is a psul deraisa by a mikveh. The Birag wrote closer in Rosh, and in Iri has like this, and Shabbos, and in other places, that these two dinim are kluim habaha. Habaha tell you that a mikveh needs mem sora, and a shborim and a mayim doesn't need mem sora, and it's good to Zechman, so the Rosh and others say it's tori zeb zeb, because the Gemara says in Gittin, the notet to katafet ein achiba, that if water is moving, so it's not mechubet to other water. So since the mayon is metayah b'zeichlein, it's moving, so the water cannot be mechubet any other water. So you can't really say that you ever have mensur. It's not, the zeichlein is not chibur. So in a mayon, since the halacha says by definition, a mayon is metayah b'zeichlein, it's moving, so you can't say that you need mensur. It's impossible. It will never be the first to constitute mensur. Hashem can admit this, since you do need eshbaran, that it should be sitting in a crack, a shever, in a crack in the ground, so therefore it should have to require mensur. That's how some poskim hold it. This is probably the desert. The Chaim has a famous piece on the Rambam, and it's safe on the Rambam, where he says that it's not so. There's a long run in the Doram Daf Mem. It's like, a lot of runs are long. There's a long, long run in the Doram Daf Mem, but the Gemara talks about the mikveh and mayon, so the Ran assumes that it's probably the desert. It doesn't say the pshat like the Rivosh, quoted by the Zomna Groin, but he assumes that either it's a mikveh or a mayon. There's no half and half. The Rav Chaim points out in the Rambam, that the Rambam sheet is that you have on the regular cases also. You can have a case where you need Memsor and it's good to Zeichlin, and you have a case where you need that to Eshbor, and then you don't need Memsor. So how can it be that A without B or B without A? So clearly, number one, it's clearly against the Zomer Gondi and Rosh. That these two are clearly against the Zeichlin. And Abchaim has a hope shot in the Rambam why these cases are on the regular.
It doesn't matter in the speech.
The whole thing of Gurakh is the Gemara says in Chazik is not with the Rabbanah. Gurakh is a din that writes only in the Chitzis. Gurakh is Mechitzis. Gurakh is Mechitzis. But by the Mikveh, the Gemara says it's only din the Rabbanah, so those who have to be faithful, you should mile the Rabbanah. That whole thing is only the Rabbanah. That whole idea of Gurakh on the Rabbanah. But that wouldn't be a violation of Zochman, though. So it's all within the same, let's say a person is in the mikveh splashing around the water. The water is rolling back and forth and someone stabilizes the water splashing, but it's all within a certain boundary. So since it's all within an Ezbara, and that's all, that's not considered very
fine.
In which case are you talking? A person has his foot in the mikveh and the water is rolling down his leg. It's a mikveh. That case is good often. That's a different case. No, that's a case. You're not playable in the Zerfman. The Zerfman is Mechabit, it's
right.
That's a problem. That's because it's a Hebrew. That's because it's in Hebrew. That's because it's a Hebrew. That's because it's a Hebrew. Moving water cannot be Mechabit to different Mitzvahs, each of which has less than 20. That's the case it's talking.
I wish we said that a mikveh has to have some boundaries.
Some of the ocean. No, the ocean is Zeichlin. The ocean water is Zeichlin, but it's good. The Mishnah says because it's Mayonis. The robe of the water in the ocean comes from under the ground sources as opposed to the rain and the snow.
So worse than the Mayan.
It didn't mind. It didn't mind the worst. Right, Rav Chaim has a famous piece in his favor. Every year somebody prints a shtibul Torah attacking Rav Chaim on it. Because of different reasons. Rav Chaim has it in his favor. Beer on the Ram, by the Hadaram holds that in one case you need Memsor and you don't need Ezbar, in the other case you need Ezbar and you don't need Memsor. He tells you one is a din in the Mokkaman Mikvah and one is a din in the Meha Mikvah. One is in the Mokkam, one is in the Ma'im. Because usually they go together, but you have cases where they don't go together. That's a famous piece on the Rambam against the Ran. Not like the Ran in the Doron document. The Rambam doesn't hold like the Ran.
What's so strange about
that?
He says he sometimes
thinks that Shemsea and Nash. Hezboran, usually we think not so, that the two go hand in hand. Either like the Rivosh, that it's Al-Pidin connected or it's not connected Al-Pidin. But these are the things that Mikvah, the things that Ma'im. If the Mikvah has these Pidin, if the Ma'im has those Pidin. So Chaim just points out, the Rambam seems to quote the Shach. Rambam doesn't say the Shach. Chaim quotes part of it from the Shach and part of it from a Purusha Rambam. But you have cases where you have A without B and B without A. The Nifa Memso is generally assumed to be a Dinda Raisa. Let's say the person can fit into a mikvah of 30 soa, a midget can fit into a mikvah. So the Tashkis is Rav HaPot. There are some who hold that it's only the Rabbanah. The Ruba of the Rishayim hold that the Nifa Memso and a mikvah is the Raisa, even if the person can fit into less. What if the fellow is a giant and he can't fit in? Can't fit into the mikvah of Memso, they need more. So the Yoha Shulchan writes Balabatish, but then you have to have more. So you have to have 50 store, 60 store, whatever. You can't fit in. You have to be terrible called Zutta without Shachar. A double pasha, no? You can't be terrible your leg and then your arm and then your head. It's a double pasha. It's such a double pasha, you don't understand why you had it right. It's because it's actually true, man.
Giant
for
normally,
the normal case
would
be
because
it's 60,
but the way the
Mikvah
shape is
bigger
than
it's even stronger. Probably not. Look, the Mikvah shape could point to his body, and then there would be sufficient with Mitzvah. That would be good. Yoha Shulchan Sama wouldn't disagree with that. You can have any shape for Mitzvah. Means that it's shaped normally. A giant can't fit in, it's a very fat person, and a big giant can't fit into a Mikvah of only 40 stones. But then he says that you need more than 40 stones. How does it have a question like that? Such a double question. We don't understand why have a Darki Tshuva disagree. The Darki Tshuva, I'm hearing the Torah, is written by the Son, and by the written by the Nuch of the Ruzah. It wasn't written by the Father, it was written by the Son. So the Darki Tshuva says, how can the Yoha Shulchan say that? Talocha Mash Messina, 40 so. What is he arguing with Talocha Mash Messina? 40 so, well, you're fat, you're skinny, giant, midget, 40 so, 40. I don't know what he's talking about. How can it be? It doesn't fit in, it doesn't fit in.
But the
person
was interested
in it, right? The place is the water.
Right.
That's
you
may be 40 stars, you get up to cover a person, you get there. But still, you can be 40 stars. It's still after, from the bottom of that person was dead. No, Salah, you always need 40 stars. That's the Shia that Chalgu Kaveya, that's called Vaim Shekal Gufo Elabahim. But that's the Lord of the Gemara. The Shia Ruchachamim, Avoim Sor. Rachat is called the Shia Ruchachamim, Vaim Shekal Gufo Elabahim. The Kama, Shia Ruchachamim. Abayim so. A minority, one Rishon out of 100 says that it's only the Rabbanon. 99 out of 100 Rishon say, no, the Shira HaChamim is that the Shira Beraisa. It's not a Din the Rabbanon.
But even
though the Rabbanon is less. No. No, we say that an average person needs Abayim so to cover his whole body.
That's the thing.
People
are bigger than that.
People are bigger. Basically, the person, the average person is taller than 3 Yamim. So how is he going to fit into the mikvah? So there's his answer, put the displacement into the water. Gemara says in the first parak in Pesachim that Minatayra, mikveh, for the purpose of Tfilas Kelim, is sufficient with a revius of water. You don't need Memsor. And the Gemara says in there, quotes the Gemara Nazir, says in the middle of Nazir, the Gemara is asking off all the dinim that require a revius. And the Gemara says that this din that Minatayra revius mikveh is sufficient for Tfilas Kelim, but Luha de Reviyatka, the Chachamim in later generations were Mevatel like Kula, and they required Abayim Sor. But Tfilas Kelim. Taisa says in the end of Avodah Zarah, and it's quoted in the other day, that if you buy Kelim in Agoyim, you buy pots and pans, a fork and knife from Agoyim, you need Tfilas Kelim in Atarah. Maybe we shouldn't assume that it's a din of Tfilas Kelim, a mitzvah, Tfilas Kelim in Atarah. That there, you for sure need Memsor in Atarah. That's not only the Rabbanah. So that Gemara learns out from a person, Achtam Mein Nido Yischat, Amayim Shal Nido Tavel Vesem. It's a different din of Tfilas. It's not a Tfilas for the purpose of getting rid of Tumah that you should say in Atarah sufficient with the Revius. It's a different din that you need Memsor in Atarah. By Mayan, there's a machlokes, I think we discussed this here, in the middle of Merubin, where the Mayan requires Memsor and Atarah for Adam, and the Memsor is only the Rabbanon. the first page in the Teres Abayis L'Harashbo and Hilchos Mikvot. Discuss with them what the issue is. Okay, everybody is invited to attend the Shiurim of the Chief Rabbi. Are they here? Are they really coming? Anybody know? Let the mikveh shape according to his body, and then there would be sufficient with men's stuff. Then it would be good. You know, Hashulchan Mishnah wouldn't disagree with that. You can have any shape for a mikveh. And he said it's shaped normally. A giant can't fit in. It's a very fat person. And a big giant can't fit into a mikveh of only 40 shots. But then he says that you need more than 40 shots. How does he have a question like that? Because he's never question. We don't even think, well, how did that do with this? No, it's not enough. He always needs 40 shots. That's the